Yes, so just very quickly, we have discussed with you all the comments on IFRS 13 already at the January meeting. And when we have been doing the analysis of comments, we didn't specifically address one of the comments that we just wanted to highlight for you today. This slide is a copy of the slide that we presented to you last time, and we've highlighted this one area which was not specifically discussed and that we would like to discuss today. We have received comment from the GFRC related to changes of fair value. So what was the issues that we discussed at this point? When we have been analyzing the sensitivity analysis, we found that entities commonly disclose whether change in fair value was due to an increase or decrease in an observable input. And also we've noticed that people commonly disclose change in fair value due to multiple inputs. And that's what we have reflected in the elements in the IFRS taxonomy. We've got separate sets of elements that is highlighting the change in fair value due to one input, and then we have separate sets of IFRS taxonomy elements that are due to change in multiple observable inputs. And this is the slide that is just showing you what is the previous modeling and what is the modeling that we are proposing right now. And you can see those two sets of elements highlighted here. I would just like to know that this is a simplified version. As you might recall from the previous illustrations, we actually have more elements that then go even further and then disclose or show the separate changes due to changes being reported in profit or loss and OCI before and after tax. But this is just a simplified version that we wanted to focus on today. So we have received a comment from the GFRC that was asking or questioning whether the reporting multiple inputs is consistent with IFRS 13, especially when those inputs are independent. And the second comment was questioning whether we can do modeling that is just a little bit more consistent between the single versus multiple inputs. So regarding the first comment, we propose not to amend our proposals related to single versus multiple input. First of all, we do believe that it reflects common reporting practice, and that was the main objective of doing the common practice, that then we reflect those additional elements or additional changes in the IFRS taxonomy. We also look at the IFRS 13, and we do think that it doesn't prohibit disclosure of the effect of fair value related to changes in multiple unobservable inputs, even if they are independent. And we also wanted to address the second point. We don't think that the modeling is inconsistent, or if it is inconsistent, it actually reflects a little bit different messages related to those elements. So the first one was trying to emphasize whether the change in fair value was due to increase or decrease in input, so really highlighting the direction between the change in input and the change in fair value. In terms of changes in multiple inputs, what we were trying to highlight is whether there was an increase or decrease in fair value, and we need those elements to be separate because we found that entities commonly disclose the favorable and unfavorable effect on the fair value of the changes in multiple inputs. However, we thought that what might be helpful is to group those elements. As I mentioned, there is actually quite a few of elements for each of the group for single and multiple inputs. And we thought what might be helpful is add a separate presentation heading, which we call abstract, to further highlight the difference in content and make sure that it's easier for entities to find the appropriate element, because we think that they will be looking for elements based on whether it's a change on single or multiple inputs. So grouping those elements together, we are hoping it will make easier to find the appropriate one. Do you have any questions or comments on this proposal?
Any comments? I think there's none either.
I think that's it for today, John. At least for the topics to be discussed. I think I just want to mention to ICG members that all of you should now have received an invite from Fran for the 24th of June face-to-face meeting. Our next step after we release the annual taxonomy is to look at the agenda for this face-to-face meeting, and we probably will discuss with you the agenda in June, either April or May, to reflect on the kind of areas we would like your feedback on during June. So thank you very much. That's it for today.
Okay, thanks, Rita. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
Thanks.